Hey, what's up? It's Heteronormative. I'm Chris Laker, your host. I'm a comedian slash heterosexual cisgendered man. And every week I sit down with somebody from the LGBTQ community and talk about their life and experience in a heteronormative society and anything else we want to talk about. You know, this week, Max Wittert, very funny, talented guy. Also, the designer, an artist behind the logo for this podcast. He did that. And it's a really good logo. So he's pretty awesome. And he explained some things to me that I had questions about that I did not understand previously. So I learned a lot in this episode. Now, it's a day late. I know that. I missed a week. And then I said I wasn't going to happen again. Now I'm a day late. Maybe even 2 days late. I might not even put it. It's a little late on a Tuesday. I think it's 2 days late. Sorry. You know, I don't know how much you're living your life by this podcast schedule. I hope it's not overly. You can take a, you know, a little shift here and there. I should stick to, maybe I should move to Wednesdays. And that way I'm guaranteed. I do a lot of editing on this thing because I stutter and so much. I want to kill myself as I listen to this. That's a bit much. I'm not advocating suicide over speech impediments. That's not right. I don't want to send the wrong message to the kids out there, but I'm saying it drives me crazy. And halfway through this, I just had to throw my hands up and say, you know what? Enough. There's actually a weird little jump maybe at one point when we're talking about tall people and then we get into fatness. There's some audio in there. It got a little garbled and I couldn't save it, so I had to just cut it out. I think it's, you might not even notice, but you might. You might be like, yeah, that's a little abrupt. Why is all of a sudden they're talking about fatness? Well, yeah, it was a little technical issue. I don't think anything important was missed. But it's a good episode. I'm very happy. And so here's what I would like you to do this week. You subscribe and rate and review. I ask you to do that most weeks. It is important. Go to iTunes and subscribe, rate, and review this show. Or tell a friend and spread the word about this podcast. Now, I recorded a bunch of these things at once. There was like a few weeks where I just recorded like a bunch of episodes. And I'm getting down. I have two more episodes left from that. And it's been like over a month and a half since I recorded. Now, I'm going to start recording a bunch more. And I would like suggestions from the listeners, the people that you think that you'd like to hear me talk to. That would be cool, right? If you just tweet at me, at Chris Laker. Any suggestions for guests or people that you'd like to hear, and hopefully I can get them on. They live in New York, and I can get in touch with them somehow, quite possibly. People have been pretty cool about coming on here. I've been had some really great guests so far. So do that, too, if you want. That's just a fun one. The rating and subscribing and all that, that's the real work that I need you to do. The suggestions for guests, I'd like them, but you know, let's be honest, I can find gay people without you. But I appreciate input. I want to be interactive. That's a big deal, right? You guys like that, being interactive with your podcasts? I would imagine you do. It's a little rambly, but I'm enjoying it. Okay. I'm going to just get to the podcast now. Here's my conversation with Max Wittert. Enjoy it. This week, got a great guest, a illustrator, comedian, model mogul, entrepreneur, mother of four. This is the introduction that he told me to say.
Nailed it.
A very, 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 very talented person, and very happy to have him here in the living room. Max Wittert.
Max Wittert. Everybody cheer.
Yes, they are cheering at in their
own way.
At home or in their vehicles, you know, or whatever, yeah. On the treadmill, whatever however they're listening to.
Cheering is about, you know, what's happening in your heart.
If you're somewhere where you feel comfortable to cheer, just cheer right now for Max, yeah. And then we'll get to the conversation. This is probably not brand new, but it's new to me that I used to say LGBT. Then I added the Q because I knew that was a thing.
Right.
You add the Q, and now I heard there's also IA.
Is that intersex and age? bisexual?
That is correct. Okay. You know your stuff.
I know a little. I don't know enough. A while ago, Facebook added many genders. I probably know, you know, five of them.
Now, intersex, that's a tough one.
Can I be honest? Yeah. I know that word, and I don't actually... I need to do more research.
Well, I think intersex used to be, and this is like the back... This is the old term that people used to use.
Yeah.
That is no longer correct and I guess maybe hurtful or something. Hermaphrodite, which I guess is some kind of Greek god term that somehow became offensive, calling somebody a Greek god.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a Greek god, but it's born with both a penis and a vagina.
Sure. Yeah.
And
that is
intersex. I don't know
but you know, it's interesting because you know, gender's on a scale, and so is sex.
Yeah.
So.
Now, asexual, I think.
That's interesting because it doesn't... I feel like the LGBT, et cetera, sort of tends to talk a little bit more about... Well, no, you know what? It is inclusive of sexuality, of course. What am I talking about? That's how it starts off, L and G.
Yes, but do you feel a part of all those things?
Do I feel a part of all of them?
Because, listen... I don't know who's recruiting everybody, but you know, added that you first it's L. It probably just started as LG. You had the B and the T.
Well, you know what the final frontier is going to be? Going to add an H.
For
heterosexual, eventually.
Well,
and then it'll all just collapse, and there'll be
you can't. Yeah, you
know, and there'll be no letters at all, and it'll all just be emojis.
I think the opposite's going to happen. I think
what that they're going to start removing.
I think the heteros are going to start taking, just like, you know, it used to be that, like, Italians weren't considered white, and now they're white, and Jewish people weren't considered white, and after a while, it's like, we got to beef up the numbers here, we pull them in. Mexicans are going to be white in about 20 years. I think we'll start with just Mexico.
Yeah,
we'll say Mexicans are white. And that'll bring up the numbers of white people significantly. I think the same thing's going to happen. I think maybe first we'll go with the lesbians. And we'll say, what do you want to be in the... And then maybe even gay dudes. And then it'll just... The rest of the letters will be left on their own.
Right.
As they increase.
I'm still sticking strong to the emojis.
Yeah, well, you got time.
Yeah.
You got
personally,
50 years.
I guess
50. What do you think? 50 years before it's like nothing.
Right.
Before there's no even explaining it to kids or
but
whatever.
But for now, I identify as a strawberry emoji.
Strawberry?
Yeah. Cute and tiny.
So you feel like a strawberry?
I don't know. This is... I feel like I'm worried I'm pulling you away from the topic at hand.
No.
Okay.
You're the topic. That's the point anyway, is to talk about you and what it's like for you to live in my world.
Sure.
Which is hetero world.
And you know what? Maybe this desire of mine to like dismantle things is linked to my sexuality and my sexual identity. In terms of being frustrated with structure and wanting to undo that. So that's why I'm trying to force things off topic slightly.
Why are you frustrated with structure?
I think that comes from like a lot of places. But actually, okay, this is something that I've been thinking about a bit lately. Mm-hmm. A while ago, I talked to a friend of mine. We were just talking about whatever, like, movies, books, and stuff, and I expressed how I really like magical realism stuff, and she said, "Oh, I hate that," and so I asked her a bit about that, and eventually I asked her the question, she seemed scared of it. She seemed it made her really uneasy, and I asked, "Do you have, you know, a sort of mistrust?" of your own perceptions about things?" And she said, "Yeah." And meanwhile, I think for myself, the reason that I love magical realism so much is because part of me sort of feels like, oh, is this all there is? And so I feel like an attachment to that sort of like fantasy rooted in the real world, because I can't, you know, I can't completely detach myself from what I'm experiencing.
And what are you experiencing?
Oh, sorry. God, that was just like really, I just mean like life in general.
Right. Okay.
So I don't know. I'm just starting to think about like when I was little. So my mom died when I was very young. She died when I was 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that affected me in a lot of ways. One of the ways is that I think I have a tendency to infantilize myself a lot. And I never wanted to grow up, because I think that just sort of meant death to me. You know, for a while after my mom died, there were like periods where I would, you know, just go into like hysterical fits of crying and panic attacks where, you know, where I'd like be crying to my dad saying, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. And I think that, you know, that kind of trauma has like led to certain, you know, certain personality quirks. I think I'm becoming a little more autonomous in general, but to this day, I still have a bit of that desire for fantasy and, you know, and the infantilization, the personal infantilization.
That happening to you so young shapes more of that need than you being gay.
I mean, I think that's part of it too.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember being very young. You know, let's start at the beginning. If you want to get into gay shit, let's start at the beginning.
Sure.
So my mom, when she was alive, you know, she was a pretty intuitive person. But the story goes that as a baby, she was like holding me in her arms and just sort of looked at me and said, "My son is gay," which I think is just fucking hysterical.
Mm.
Nailed it, mom. You know, anyway, years passed, and I remember being around five or six, and you know, things were always a little bit off for me. I remember talking to the girl who would become my stepsister in a few years. I remember we were in my room, and I said, "I'm not like other boys. I like cute things." and you know, it sounds, you know, whatever, it's funny, but it's, you know, it's interesting to think about how deep that goes. You know, I knew I was an like other, before I could even really identify what it was, but I knew that it had something to do with my aesthetic values at the time.
Well, what is it about being gay that has those, right, those other like things that become cultural, yeah, in the gay community?
Well, this is something that I was thinking about a little bit this morning when I was in bed. First of all, what I want to say is that something funny is that, you know, when I was little, like in elementary school, I had a group of maybe 5 male friends, and we like all turned out to be gay, which I think is so fucking weird.
5?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, something that I was thinking about, and this could be totally fucking off the wall, and it probably is, but thinking specifically about like feminine qualities that certain gay men possess, and thinking about why despite, despite negative sanctions, why we still possess those qualities, you know, growing up. And I think that there's something about, you know, being like a gay male. I think it's sort of all about the gays, as in like G-A-Z-E, not G-A-Y-S.
Oh, is that? I didn't know. What's,
well, okay. So the gay, like the gays as in like the male gays, or like this, you know, okay, the straight gays, the white gays, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of stuff in like race and gender, I think, relates to that. So for instance, being like a gay male, I think that there's some quality about, in a way, like knowing that you want men to look at you or like to treat you a certain way. Wanting to pull feminine qualities because you identify with the way that these women are looked at as opposed to.
Oh, that makes sense. That's like so obvious.
Is it?
That like not to like I've never thought of that, but like. Do you know what I mean? That's like a thing.
Well, this is a thing that
I think you just nailed in such a way that it's like, because this is a thing that some guys will say, that straight guys will say.
Yeah.
Be like, I don't mind gay people, but these guys with their, when they're so flaming.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, there's, you know, there's,
which I, of course,
there's femme hatred within the gay community, too. I mean, that extends itself to a lot of places. This is something that I've never, I mean, what I just told you is something that I've never really, I haven't really talked with anybody about it before,
it's such a brilliant thing because it does, when you said it the way you just said it, made such complete sense to me.
It could just be some weird backwards logic that just happens to work in certain cases, but I think it works for butch lesbians too.
It makes total sense.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, you're right. It makes total, because you're talking. Talk about it, because you know, still like, I talked to a couple of guys about what, you know, I don't know if this might not be the right term, but the gay accent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
And it's like, where does that come from? And it all kind of falls into the same
thing.
Well, it's not, but you know what I mean? There's like that little, and you don't want to, it's just like, when somebody just like, and you know, straight people have adopted it a bit. There's a lot, because now there's a lot of straight guys that are becoming
a little more comfortable with their gender fluidity or what?
I think they're a little more comfortable with gender fluidity, but also it's a little, being a straight dude, being a straight white dude, cisgender guy like me, a little boring. So I think they tend to adopt some characteristics of other people's kind of like difference becomes attractive in a way. Does that make sense?
Sure, I can understand.
And
that.
And then also, it's just like gay people just seem cooler.
Well, yeah, it's
you guys are leaders in fashion.
See, this is the thing. You want people to look at you a certain way, so you're adopting the characteristics of people that are looked at that way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No.
I mean, not you specifically, but even though I'm pointing at you.
They'll say it about gay people because it goes against the norm. When we've all cultivated a personality. Mm-hmm. Now, as a comedian, it's more intentional, maybe. But this predates any performance. This is from childhood. This is from me looking at guys hanging on the corner and wanting to be like them.
Mm-hmm.
It's from me getting beat up as a kid and wanting to seem tough or whatever. It's like I'm not, you know what I mean? Like there's a certain way that I present myself that's all that stuff. Put together, and it is not. I want it to feel. It feels natural, sort of, to me. But when I think about it, it is very intentional. You know,
interesting. So this sort of reminds me a little bit about something else that I was thinking about this morning while I was laying in bed.
Yeah,
which is, there's been a lot of talk, it's sort of subsided a little bit, but there was a lot of talk a while last year about gay men, and you know, specifically, I think. Like gay white guys adopting the mannerisms and characteristics of like black women and how that's sort of problematic. And I was trying to think about like, you know, why people do that. And a theory that I have has to do with feelings of oppression. Which is that I think that gay people in general tend to feel a little bit of melancholy and victimization because they sort of intrinsically understand that all of their actions are under a certain type of scrutiny and that they can be sort of discovered, and sort of outed. And that comes from just like growing up in a place that, you know, teaches you that that kind of thing is not okay. Mm-hmm. And I think that gay men in particular, I think there's something in America, it's pretty understood that black women are kind of like the pretty much the most oppressed, like the most oppressed people, right? Because it's like they're women and they're black.
Yeah.
And so it's like there's just like, you know, this compound nature of oppression that happens to black women. And
I mean, I guess it's like, yeah. Well, if you're going by incarceration rates, you might go black dudes, but black people definitely at the top. And then women have, yeah, I mean, it makes sense to say women have the added problem of being
a
woman. Yeah.
The reason that I bring that up is because, that compounded with the fact that I think that there's a certain type of like of attitude that black women have taken on that facilitates this sort of like empowerment through, or like this empowered attitude through their feminine qualities that I think a lot of gay guys have latched onto because they're like, oh, I'm an oppressed person too. Or like, I feel repressed. And, you know, and, oh, look at, you know, this, like, empowered feminine character, you know, I want to embody that, you know. And then, of course, that's also probably, again, compounded with, like, with just sort of, like, the way that we, like, as societies tend to characterize blackness, you know, like, and sort of, like, cartoonify it. In a lot of media.
Do you think that that's a problem, though?
In a way, I sort of don't know if it's up for me to say. I think that ultimately the goal of it all is to just sort of have sort of like compassion and understanding for like people's individual qualities and not trying to like caricaturize like any group of people, especially not without sort of having a deeper understanding of why things are in the place that they are. I feel like I'm talking in these like super general terms. I'm sorry if there's like nothing to ground this conversation.
This is going great.
Okay. All right, fine. Great. Yeah. And now you just saw my Jewiness coming out.
Oh, you're Jewish?
Yeah, I'm Jewish.
Okay, that has a whole nother
thing. Yeah, a whole other level of melancholy. And
well, you know what? I think everybody wants to claim guilt. Everybody, there's like Catholic guilt, there's Jewish guilt, there's Protestant guilt. Everybody wants to claim guilt and alcoholism. Everybody wants to claim those two things as like no, I drink because I'm Italian or whatever, I'm Irish, or I'm angry because. But you know, yeah, Jewish people. You know,
not as many alcoholics.
Because I feel like we're a couple of generations away from most Jewish people that I know really finding
being eradicated.
Much identity in it.
Oh, huh? Okay, sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like a little.
Do I ever? Sorry, I'm getting wet. Sorry, I'm. This is. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I mean, I don't. There's like a little bit left over because they celebrate the holidays and
they celebrate the Holocaust. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
You know, is there a holiday for that? I go to Seder.
There is no holiday. I guess go there's to probably Seder. A moment during Passover where people. Yeah.
No, nothing to say. You ever go? You go to you do Seders?
Sometimes.
Fuck, they're long.
They're long.
Dude. I'm not Jewish. Yeah. So I just started going to Seder's a few years ago with my girlfriend.
You got to make them snappy. You got to make them fun.
Not that they're not fun or enjoyable. But you got to warn people, first Seder, first of all, don't show up hungry. You're going to wait a while. Yeah. And you got to
eat some unpleasant things first, too.
Horseradish.
I
don't mind the horseradish.
Okay. I ate too much of it last year. I got fucked up at my last Passover.
You were hitting that wine, whatever that wine is.
The Manischewitz. There was a lot of things that were going in me that I shouldn't.
Now,
a lot of horseradish, a lot of Manischewitz.
Are you allowed to be gay and be Jewish? They are okay with that?
It depends. It really depends. I mean, I think in general, like more contemporary Jews, or like people that are like more secular would seem to be pretty damn okay with it. But traditionally, no, it's not a cool thing in the Jewish community. And Orthodox, oh my God, yeah. It's impossible. Do you know this whole thing about Jewish, like Hasids in Brooklyn trying to pick up gay guys in Williamsburg? And I'm pointing at myself as part of this too.
Yeah, what happened one time? You know, there's like that like dance club sushi bar in Williamsburg.
Where?
C. It's called.
Oh, wait. What?
It's called C. C. They play like loud ass music, and it's this big place, and it's like, I don't know. I was in this.
It sounds like a club promotion, like postcard.
It's not really a dance club. It's a sushi bar that's really annoying, and
I want to go really bad.
I was there with some friends of mine from college wanted to go there, there, and then I went outside to smoke a cigarette, and this is when I used to smoke cigarettes. I've quit. Stay off the smokes, kids.
Yeah, stay off.
Now,
the smokes.
I went outside to smoke a cigarette, and this minivan pulls up. And,
yep.
And the window rolls down. It's this Hasidic Jewish guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he said
he wanted some of that Manischewitz.
I thought he was going to ask me for a cigarette. He calls me over. No, but he asked me first. He asked me where a strip club was, and then he was looking for and hookers. And I said, "Boy, you pulled up to the right guy."
Yeah.
So I told him where some Pumps. Strip clubs were. Okay, yeah. I told him where some strip clubs were, and then I told him, I was like, "I don't know. You got to go online for hookers now. They're off the streets. They used to be over by the Queensboro Bridge.
Yeah.
You got to." I told him some websites to go to, and and then he went on his way. Okay.
Well,
that time it might have been I'm not sure if Craigslist was still at hooker ads that time. Yeah. You know, now you got
to
go.
Also, I'd like to point out that there like no Jewish porn. There's like no Jewish porn. Anyway, go ahead.
There's no Jewish porn?
Not for gay guys.
Well, they definitely have. I've definitely seen Hasidic Jews at strip clubs a lot of times.
Oh, I've seen one at my gym. Anyway,
yeah. Do you go to one of those gyms where it's like gay dudes? Like it's all gay dudes?
No, mine is like mostly straight Puerto Rican guys.
Okay.
I feel very out of place there.
What do you feel? I don't know how to feel about that. I'm being a little but no, I don't think. But now you said that about them trying to pick up, I was like, maybe this guy was trying, but I don't think he's trying to pick me up. I think he was just looking for some hookers.
He might have been.
I looked like a scumbag.
There was a guy pulled up to me, and I wouldn't have known what he was doing except for that I had heard other stories and then witnessed the same guy do something else to somebody else. But he pulled up next to me. It was nighttime. I was on Grand in Williamsburg.
Yeah.
And he pulled up and he rolls down the window and he says, "Hey." And I said, "Hey." And he goes, "Do you know what neighborhood this is?" And I just sort of like backed away suspiciously. And I was like, Williamsburg? Like, your neighborhood? What the fuck are you talking about? You know, I mean, I didn't say that part to him, but he was like, "All right." And I think he could just kind of sense my like, "Don't talk to me." And he drove off.
Yeah.
But then I saw that same guy like a day or two later pull up to like a very obviously like gay guy in the same area and like lean out the window and ask him questions. And my roommate like has also gotten like sort of, you know, asked in the same hood.
Now that you're talking about it, why are you pulling up to a dude asking him where the strip club is or where hookers are or whatever? And
you don't
have a smartphone?
Yeah.
You don't know where strip clubs are?
Yeah.
I think he was trying to fuck me.
I think he was too.
I honestly do. I felt pretty good by the fact that he recognized that I would know where strip clubs and hookers were.
Yeah.
Now I feel pretty good that he was going to break his religious vow. He saw me and got so, he was like, "Oh, man, God really doesn't want me to do this, but God, I got to Yeah. I'm gonna just ask him, and maybe he'll get in the van.
And then, of course, I imagine you in the situation being like, you know what, I don't really want to do this, but God, do I want to support this guy? And just, you know, letting yourself go.
He was. I mean, I'm not trying to be anti-Semitic here, but I don't think a guy with that kind of hygiene, yeah. And you know, and he was older. If I was gonna break,
yeah. Probably not for him. Probably wouldn't want to. You don't want to do someone else a favor to break.
Well, he didn't ask, yeah. First of all.
Yeah.
And in his own way, he did. I still got some living left to do, so who knows what the fuck's going to happen in this world. But not that dude.
Right.
You got to be a little more forward. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to just assume.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he was trying to fuck me.
I wouldn't doubt it. So the reason this was brought up is because you were asking about Jewish identity.
If you're allowed to be gay, be Jewish.
Oh, right.
But okay. Obviously, it's like whether or not you're allowed. There's going to be Jewish people that's when it comes out of like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to. You get to the point where I'm just going to drive around and ask people.
Right. Yeah.
Which is not the most effective way.
Yeah.
We
don't know what his results are.
Maybe he has a high ratio.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like get in the van.
You know, I always say I would, but I really don't know. I mean, if it was, I have to say, you know, I was looking for a new apartment in October, and you know, there's in the hoods that I'm looking at, there are a lot of buildings owned by Hasids, and there was this one guy that was taking me and my roommate around in his van to like show us different places, and he was gorgeous. And I mean, I would have, yeah, whatever.
He was Hasidic?
I would have ... What? Yeah, he was. This is actually hysterical. He asked me if I was Jewish, and you know, how can you, it's like on a day-to-day basis, I say, yes, I'm Jewish, but like, how can I tell a Hasidic man that I'm Jewish? You know, so I hesitated. I was like, well, and he goes, oh, you don't want to be Jewish. And I was like, oh, no, you bastard. But I guess in a way he's right. I mean, I don't want to be that Jewish. I don't want to study the fucking Torah.
Were you bar mitzvah?
No, my dad asked me. Well, okay, here's the thing. My parents converted to like Neo-Buddhism before I was born. So I was kind of technically, if you want to get into like religion, I was brought up like Neo-Buddhist. But culturally, I don't identify as like Buddhist in the slightest, but I do identify as Jewish.
Your mom was Jewish.
Everybody's Jewish in my family.
Okay. Oh, you're 100%.
Yeah.
Hard to find those.
Goes through
days.
And through. Yeah.
A lot of halfies running around.
Well, I consider myself a half breed. I'm half Sephardic, half Ashkenazi.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's the Sephardic?
What, Sephardic? Sephardic is like
No, I know. They look like they look like Mexicans, right?
Which look like white people. No,
they look like South American or something.
There's a mix, you know, Mediterranean. We'll say
they're a swarthy bunch.
I've got olive undertones. I can tan. I just don't.
I know.
I'll try this summer.
But Buddhists, you could be gay if you're a Buddhist, right? They don't give a fuck.
I don't know.
That's where they're at, I think.
Yeah, that's
I don't know
that's
a lot
the
about
idea,
them either.
The idea, well, the real idea behind Buddhism is that none of it matters, right? So, yeah. Yeah, I guess being gay would be fine.
Yeah.
When nothing is better than anything else, then, you know, then that's that.
I have to check on it. I need a Buddhist on here. But I don't even trust when most people say they're Buddhist. I think they're making it up. You know what I mean? Because even when you talk, I need a real, real Buddhist. Like a real.
You should get a monk on this podcast.
I need a gay monk.
Gay monks.
Or a bi, or transgender. Yeah. Do they let women be monks?
You know what? Or even an asexual monk.
Absolutely. Asexuals. I should get, yeah. I don't think I've ever met an asexual, at least an admitted asexual.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting. I kind of think that they're like forced into being closeted in an even more intense way than gay people are.
Isn't Morrissey like an asexual?
Is Morrissey?
Yeah, I feel like Morrissey might.
I don't fucking know anything about Morrissey.
No?
Don't even really want to.
The Smiths? You don't like the Smiths at all?
Okay. I'm, you know, I could use some education, I guess I'll say. That now, sounded slutty. That's amazing.
You know, not like they're like my favorite band, but, you know.
I should have said, I'm not Jewish, but I'd like to learn.
You're talking about your gym not being. What do you think about those? I don't know how to feel about this. I don't go to the gym, so it really doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is it understood which gyms you get jacked off in and what gyms you don't?
I don't fucking know. I've been going for 2 years. I know I don't get jacked off in my gym.
Yeah. With steam room? You go in the steam room?
We don't have a fucking steam room. I have a really smelly locker room. It's like very smelly. There's no aeration and people, there's a toilet back there that has like, there's no ventilation. So it's just like always smells like shit and pits in there. And it's not sexy.
Okay.
I did come to the realization that, unsurprisingly, I am the biggest asshole at my gym, because I have so many prejudices against muscly straight dudes that I just expect them to be assholes, and so I end up being a jerk to everybody, even when they're acting totally normally.
Well, I would make the same assumption. You know what I mean? You can't, when you're in the place where they do, like you're in their spot when you go to the gym.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
I'm paying too.
But I'm saying it's like if you decide you will go to a Star Trek convention, like look at all these fucking nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? That's like that's their spot. They're allowed to be that. You can't make fun of a nerd.
You're the nerd there.
But you go to the gym, and you know
they're just muscle nerds.
Yeah, like if I'm in the supermarket and I see a muscly dude, I'm like that dude's probably an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But at the gym, that's his spot.
I wonder how many like really considerate, sweet, muscly guys are sort of campaigning against this perception of them.
There's probably plenty, but there's something about that the inclination to get like ripped that I don't. You see, because I don't understand it.
It's sort of capitalist.
I'm like, fuck that guy. But you know, I don't know. I probably know some. And as a comedian, I always assume they're not. When I see a comedian that's like super like in shape or like, I just assume they're not funny, and they have to be pretty fucking funny for me to be like, all right, that dude's fine.
Right.
And there's probably plenty of those too. No, I don't know.
I feel like I could just replace like muscly man with woman. In this, and there's like a lot of people that would have the same sentiment.
Muscly woman?
No. Every time I see a muscly woman, I just assume that she's.
Oh, you just mean
no,
a
I just
woman?
Mean the woman in general. No. I'm just teasing.
No, I have all. And you know, yeah, it's really my own. It's my own bias because I have like a thing about like somebody that's trying to be like I don't like a tough guy to me. Like a big guy that's like being like a tough guy to me. Yeah. I already make an assumption that okay, he's a tough guy. I know guys that are muscle dudes that are nice. They're nice guys.
Yeah. Do you know any that are funny?
Yeah, sure. Okay. There's some that are funny for sure.
Well, you know, so that's something to marinate on.
You ever see Dave Chappelle looks pretty jacked these days.
Oh my God. God, yeah. Well, he disappeared and came back with a body.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he's hilarious.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's me like saying why do you want to do something I don't want to do? It's all on me.
Right.
Any bias I have against
right
those guys. You know what I mean? And I try not to. I don't even like tall people.
You know what? It's actually interesting. This is something that I think about lately. Is that you know? Okay, so I'm pretty petite. You know, I'm like 5'7", 5'8". I am not muscly. Working on it. Not muscly.
Yeah.
I feel very small. I feel even smaller than I feel 5'2". And I think I sort of project that a little bit. Sometimes when I see a guy on the street who's like 6'2", muscly or fat or like, you know, whatever, just a big guy, I look at him and I'm like, I cannot fucking believe that we're the same species.
Every gay guy I know is skinny, and I've met not every gay guy I know is skinny, but every skinny gay guy I know
is like, complain. I'm fat.
Yeah.
Well,
and then you make the bigger guys feel like shit.
Well, let's
not me.
Let's talk about
I'm,
it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think this kind of, well, for me personally, first of all, I used to be chunky. I got made fun of when I was little for having tits, and it made me wear a shirt when I would go swimming for, you know, 10 years afterwards. But then that compounded with probably what I was talking about earlier with identifying with certain qualities that women have in an effort to be viewed by men in that way. I think that I also adopted feminine insecurities.
Mm.
If that makes any sense.
Okay. So it's the magazines.
Yeah. It's the way that women are presented to me. I think, oh no, I'm too fat.
Yeah. Well,
because I want a man to look at me that way.
Well,
I mean,
fucking, yeah, you guys got to fucking chill on that one.
Yeah.
Because there's a, you know,
a lot of fucking pressure in the gay world to be. I went to a party recently.
Yeah.
There were a lot of. There weren't just a lot of gay. It was only gay guys. Only gay guys at this party. Mm-hmm. And that makes me feel very uncomfortable. I don't like that. I didn't get talked to very much. Part of it could have been because I was high. Part of it could have been because I dressed in such a way that was very silly because I thought that I would be in mixed company and not needing to be hot to like get people to talk to me. But I did not get talked to there very much. And that sucked.
You know, that would be my fear, because here's the thing, in the straight guy's mind, I think, man, I wish I was gay because I'd just be on Grindr and fucking all over the place. But that would be my fear of like, because I always feel like I'd be the odd person out at any kind of situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you now
that makes you a little queer.
Yeah, well, we're all somewhere on that fucking scale.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I also just want to mention, when I say queer, I don't mean that as in terms of your. I think you can be gay and not be queer. I think you can be.
Then what's queer mean? Because queer is, I feel like that, from what I understand.
Yeah.
In the LGBTQIA, the Q is kind of like, that's there to kind of, it's just
catch
kind of,
all.
Yeah.
Well, to me, I think everybody's going to have a slightly different idea of what queerness is, but I think of queer as being more so a state of mind, I guess, where it's like, where your values and your, and maybe your, you know, your attitudes towards gender are more fluid and accepting than other people, maybe. Because here's the thing. There are so, so many gay people around the world, in America, mm-hmm. on Logo TV, that, sorry, I don't know why I just threw that in there, but just as, you know, there's like these sort of like generic gays, that, you know, that like possess values that are, you know, transphobic and, you know, and femme shaming and all these things that are like, that should be queer and that, or that are queer and that should be accepted, but are not by these people who should know better.
Well, should know better, but nobody's immune to this pack mentality that we all kind of have, that kind of causes the hetero community to shun the gay community, or if that is that what you think? You think the hetero community shuns the gay community overall?
I get a little bit confused by this idea of community. I don't know. I feel like I can only talk on like person to person basis.
But I mean, do you feel as a gay person not included overall?
Not included. Well, here's the thing. You're maybe talking to the wrong person about this because I never wanted to be included. I never wanted to be, I was always very happy being other. I just didn't want to be criticized about it.
Do you feel criticized?
Do I feel, so the question, yeah, whether or not I feel criticized. Sometimes, I don't know. I can't think of a specific time right now, honestly. But you know, I live in fucking New York and I interact with you know, a lot of like queer people and funny people and, you know.
Right.
So I don't really know.
I feel like it's like.
If I have it.
Well, I mean, just if you look in terms of like being a kid in school, there's like that group on top that makes fun and everybody kind of moves. Has somebody you even if you are picked on,
mm-hmm.
you still have the desire to pick on somebody else, mm-hmm. right? I was picked on, but then I looked for somebody that I could pick on,
mm-hmm.
and I would pick on, and you know, it mm-hmm. keeps going. So I don't think
to make your status feel it's like big, like I don't know,
yeah,
or something, yeah,
yeah, because
raise that status.
Yeah, and I think that there's a thing in people that makes us not if we don't understand what's different than us, so we just mm-hmm. like, what the fuck is that? Why aren't you like me?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that exists no matter you know who you are, right? I mean, even if you think you should know better because okay, you're a gay person and you know what it's like, but that probably that doesn't really make you. Not an
right.
asshole or not like
yeah,
insensitive.
Not, yeah.
It makes you more sensitive to other people. You're I mean, the percentage of being a piece of shit probably kind of flows throughout everything, right?
I mean, look, my views on, you know, my views and my attitudes and my opinions have changed a lot in the years and especially in the last few years. And I think that I probably possess a lot of opinions now that I'll probably regret in a few years. I mean, I can't think of anything specific right now. And obviously if I were aware of it now, I wouldn't possess them, but you know,
oh yeah, that's always like I don't know who said this, but I heard this. So it's not my original thought,
mm-hmm.
If you don't look back at yourself 10 years ago, and are embarrassed, you're doing something wrong,
mm-hmm.
right? So, like, if you don't, so
what
say,
if I think of myself in 10 years from now and I'm embarrassed?
You of what you become?
Yeah, of what I will be.
Well, yeah, you'll probably be you'll probably be very successful and become a complete piece of shit.
Yeah, that's
you know what
about.
I mean?
Yeah.
You're gonna have people that work for you. You're gonna throw
yeah.
things at them.
Yeah. What if I look at myself now and I'm embarrassed?
Well, you know, listen, I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, who doesn't? You know,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, you probably, I mean, that, I think that, you know, when I say the people being asshole, the percentage might be, I would expect it to be less in the gay community because and I just say community, I don't know
mm-hmm.
what that means either, but I mean,
yeah.
All gay people.
Mm-hmm.
Gay dudes.
I'm imagining like
all
gay people locking arms around an image of a globe.
I'm saying
yeah.
that a lot of that comes from lack of self-awareness that I think as a gay person, you're not afforded that luxury. Do you
Wait,
know
not
I'm,
afforded the luxury of what? Sorry, I was kind of zoning out about the world thing.
About a lack of self-awareness that you can't live that.
Oh, yeah.
That you're not really able to live that way because you have to examine yourself and identify things that
right,
you wouldn't
yeah.
have to, that you don't have to as say me
right.
that
well,
I
yeah,
just do because I'm a better person.
That's right. Well, that was something that I was sort of hinting at earlier a little bit about like the constant scrutiny or being aware of the constant scrutiny.
Yeah.
So I guess that wraps around and said to answer your question that like, yeah, I think I probably do feel scrutiny still. I definitely feel scrutiny. I notice the way that I change my behavior, the way that I change my walk, or the way that I change what I'm wearing depending on who I'm expecting to be around, you know?
Yeah.
I absolutely still feel it.
So
sorry, I was backtracking a little bit.
No, that's whatever, you know, that's how this goes. We just talk.
Okay.
And
conversation.
Yeah. It's not like an interview.
Yeah.
Nobody does interviews anymore. They do conversations.
Right.
You know?
Conferences.
It's a conversation with, you know,
sure.
interviews or so.
Sure.
So done.
Yeah. Because I always want to know more about the interviewer anyway.
Yeah, I do. I make this a little bit too much about me, maybe.
No, I was totally teasing.
Yeah.
No, but it is because, right, isn't your whole shtick like I am this straight, I am straight people. I am talking to gay people.
What, is that what it is?
No, I'm just teasing based on something that, like, something that you've used as a throwaway line a couple episodes ago, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess I do, that part of it is me, I do feel like I say things and ask questions that I guess I've had over the course of my life, or mm-hmm. think about when you talk, and when it's a bunch of straight people talking, and that you hear people say about gay people, wonder why are they gonna walk like that? Why are they gonna do whatever the fuck it is, right? Mm-hmm. And I kind of can be the clueless straight guy. Mm-hmm. But I'm asking some of the time asking those questions, but it's really more about, to me, how you being gay shapes how you interact with the world, which is mostly not. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Can I say a funny story that happened a couple months ago?
I'd rather you didn't.
Okay. But good. Let's end it now. Okay, so I was with my two roommates. All three of us are gay guys. The two of them, probably more passable as straight dudes, are both kind of jacked. They both wear very, like, masculine clothes. And, you know, whatever. I'm sort of a little more on... I'm a little more of a weirdo. But anyway...
I just don't want to get too off track. But when you're picking roommates,
yeah,
would you rather be with gay dudes?
It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter. It's just about a person-to-person dynamic.
Okay.
And I like living with them.
Yeah.
There is something kind of fun about just like, I don't know, just about like having like a really gay household. Anyway, so the three of us were walking down the street,
mm-hmm.
and my roommate Justin was in the middle, and he had a scarf on. And we were just sort of talking, and he was just mindlessly sort of like twisting it in his hand. And this guy was walking towards us, you know, walking in the opposite direction on the street, walking towards us. And he leans over to Justin, and he says, "Don't twist your scarf like that. You look feminine," or something like that. And, you know, I'm meek. I don't tend to like fight back and shit, but that just like pissed me the fuck off. And I just spun around and I was like, fuck you. You know, fuck off. Like, we don't have to like abide by your fucking standards. Fuck off. And we kept walking, and he kept yelling things at us, and I just sort of like flicked him off. And then I just started Vogue dancing as we were walking away. Just throwing as much gay into the air as I possibly could, just for like a block, I heard him this. And then I think, I pretended like put on lipstick and like throw my hair over my shoulders. I was just doing everything I could possibly do to like just piss this guy off.
Mm.
I don't think that's necessarily the right way to go about things, but God damn it, I had a reaction to it.
That's what I would have done. I mean, I would have yelled. I'm usually quick to tell somebody to fuck themselves.
Well, I wish I was better at it. There's a story that I also tell on my stand-up about... I'm usually really bad at coming up with, like... When I'm pissed off, I can't, like, come up with the snappy right thing to say to somebody to, like, cut them down, even though I'm good at tweeting it. This guy, I was crossing the street legally, and this guy turns the corner and almost hits me, you know, while I'm crossing with like a green man, green light. It's my turn to cross.
Mm-hmm.
He like almost hits me, and I stop, you know, because I'm scared, and I look over and I look at the green light, and I look over at him and I look at the green light, and I'm like, don't honk. And I just like, you know, because he slammed on his brakes, honked at me, and I was like, you know, don't honk. I'm like, you know, whatever. I had a little New York moment. I'm crossing the street here.
Yeah.
And he zooms around me, screeches off, and like leans out of the window and yells, "You're a shitty faggot!" at me or whatever.
Mm.
And, you know, I always want to like yell something back at people like that. Sure. You know, I always want, because like I've been called like a faggot by guys a ton, and it's like 100% of the time it's like always some guy leaning out of his car. And so he started to zoom off, and I wanted to yell something snappy, right? Like, "Oh, you couldn't handle it," you know, whatever. But all I could think to say was like, "Ha ha, yeah, okay." Like that was it. And he got off clean. And here I am standing in the middle of the road, a shitty faggot.
You should have yelled it. We don't use that word anymore.
Yeah.
We got rid of that.
Yeah.
That's off limits. You can't use it anymore.
He wouldn't have liked. That's such a sissy thing to say. I wish I.
Well, I mean, that's what I would have said.
I don't know.
We don't use that word, you know. You
know what I want to start doing? You know what I want to start doing now? I'll tell you what I want to start doing now, and then I'm going to start doing is just threatening to suck people's dicks. I should have just said, "I'll fucking suck your dick," as he was like driving off.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, right? I think so too.
That's because that's what they're worried about.
Yeah.
That you're going to.
And I'll fucking do it.
That you'll suck their dicks.
Yeah.
Now it is, well, you know what? Now it's like it's kind of like I think most, almost any polite person, straight person,
mm-hmm.
has cut the F word out, right?
Which F word?
Though, for the purposes of this show, the F word means the faggot word.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't like to say, like overusing it. Because
I really like it. I say it a lot.
Well, you know, you're allowed.
Yeah,
I'm not.
I know you're not.
You wouldn't care for it if I was.
I could let you if you want to say it.
No, you know what? You're too. Okay. You know what? I would really need.
I'm an enabler.
I would need an elder statesman. You know what I mean? I feel like you haven't suffered through enough of the hard. I need like a Harvey Firestein,
right?
To say, you know, to give me the A-OK, and then maybe
okay.
But no, I'm fine. You know what? After you get used to not saying, I thought I would never get used to not saying it, because I just thought it was, you know, and I'm not happy about this. I know, but I, you know, but now that it's been like a few years of not saying it, it for me to say it even as a quote makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because even though I use it, like. Lucy all the time, you know, I just use it everywhere.
Yeah,
there is a part of me still that deeply recognizes it as like an incredibly offensive word in a way that like no other word is. A few years ago, I was at a friend of mine's house, and she had this little parrot named Scudder, and I get nervous around birds, and this bird was sort of flying around her room, and it landed on my shoulder. And I noticed that when the bird was on other people's shoulders, they would put their finger up like a little branch that it could step onto, and then they'd like place him somewhere else. So I put my finger up to my shoulder and I said, "Here, Scudder," so that he could step off so that I could then place him on, I don't know, a counter or something or on a little branch and in a room. And he bit down on my finger really suddenly and really hard and drew blood, and I freaked out. I grabbed the bird with my fist and I said, "Fucking faggot!" And I threw it against the bed.
Oh my god! First of all, the bird is fine.
The bird was fine.
I thought the bird was. First of all, I thought the bird was going to call you.
Faggot! Then that would have been so funny. I called the bird a faggot and I threw the bird, and that was not something that I thought to say. It was something that just came out. So that's something about me.
It's an angry word. That's why people like to use it. It's an angry word, but it is this because it became this insult that it became like this go to insult. Right?
How do you feel about like the word gay and stuff? Like, what's your
Yeah, no, I don't use that.
Because like
I used to use all this. I would say, "Oh, that's so gay,"
yeah,
super gay, and then. When that initial kind of, you know, the, uh, you know, the, uh, the gay PR machine got rolling on putting the kibosh on all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
First you're like, it doesn't mean anything like that. It doesn't, but it does.
Well, what
and
do
it's
you
wrong.
What do you think the future of that word is?
It's just going to be, I mean, the future of gay?
Do you think it's going to?
It's good what it means now.
What does it mean now? Well, it means like, a few different things now.
Well, for me to say you're a gay guy is not offensive, right? I mean, that's to you, is it?
It could be if you said it the wrong way.
But I'm saying that is the term. You don't want to be called homosexual. That's very long and technical. That's
I don't mind that.
You'd prefer homosexual to gay?
I don't fucking know. My point.
But gay is the go-to term, right? To say, gay marriage. You know,
which I also loathe. But anyway,
you loathe gay marriage?
I loathe marriage.
Okay.
Anyway.
You don't ever want.
I'm just trying to throw everything out now.
Well, one day you might want to get gay married. You know what I mean? You meet a guy at the gym and you.
Right. Yeah. The reason I bring up the word gay is because it's just interesting for me to think about the way words evolve and how there's just got to be so many phrases and words in our language that we use day to day that have deeply offensive roots that no longer have that. And you know, you talk to young people that use the word gay and they're like, oh, I mean gay, but not homosexual gay. It's like stupid gay.
Yeah.
And part of me kind of feels like, okay, I really doubt that we're gonna successfully get a campaign going to stop people from using that.
A lot of people have stopped.
Yeah, maybe, but
and
then,
it's totally not. I feel like okay, there are people, and there's people in comedy, and this I fucking loathe, that act like this. They're standing on the, I'm not giving up this word.
I'm not giving up gay.
Yeah, it's like, I'll still say, well, fuck you. Seriously, and it's like, maybe it's wrong of me to be like, well, as soon as I evolve, you should too. But fuck you. You're not standing up for a goddamn thing. And I never, and I guess I never felt like I was ever standing up
there, for no change.
What is it that you are trying to prove?
Right.
Here's the thing. We got to work harder at insults. Because I want to hurt people with words.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hurt a bunch of other people with the word.
Right.
So, because I feel like now even when
let's
you say
make something up right
cocksucker,
now.
You can't even say, because that's like, to anybody that sucks a cock, God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That should be a compliment.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe even said with like a slight Southern accent, you know, like bless their heart, you know?
Yeah. Your mother was a cocksucker. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's very Catholic. I don't know. Don't know.
So anyway, but you want to have a word.
But,
to use
but I want
them.
Some. I want a bunch of words. I want them to hit the fucking. And I want. And it, yeah. But you, so when the person that says, oh, that's so gay, you're like, you're not supposed to say, oh, what are you? And then I want to just say something that fucking. But you know, the idea of questioning somebody's. Because it always was. It's
I
always
would just
think of questioning somebody. Because it is questioning somebody's masculinity.
Right. Say you're ugly and sad. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You see, ugly's not even nice. That's wrong. Yeah. Ugly people can't help their fucking face. They call
but you know, like ugly hearted, whatever.
Yeah, but we shouldn't be ugly hearted. You really, when you get to it, we eliminate.
Yeah, poor ugly hearted people. I don't want to hurt them either.
No, because you're saying ugly hearted. You're saying ugly face in your heart.
Yeah.
So you're still taking ugly. You're still taking ugly.
Yeah. You're right.
Now, and I'm not even trying. When people get into all these things.
You're retarded in your heart.
You see? You, no, but when people say, well, where's it going to stop? Where's it going to stop? Well, you know what? You can be more creative.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it
needs to be. You call them a name instead of saying like cunt. I think I might have tweeted this. I think this might be I'm not trying to repeat jokes. I've never used this as a joke on stage. I think I might
have I've already repeated several things.
No, I mean, instead of cunt, you call somebody like Ann Coulter.
Well, see,
because that to me encapsulates what I'm really thinking.
Right.
Is that human being?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You want to make something that's pointed and intelligent to use against somebody who's making these like broad and idiotic.
Idiotic statements, which if you really go
idiotic
back,
and gay comments,
idiotic even goes back to being like a fucking, but I think you can use idiotic.
Yeah.
But it's, I
think idiotic sort of hints that you're just not thinking things through, which I think is a perfectly fine quality to make fun of.
But idiot used to be the term for retarded, which is now.
And gay used to mean
happy.
And now it means
gay.
And now it means
gay.
Stupid. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it means it means a lot of things. My point, what I was eventually going to get at is just that, like, I just kind of wonder if in the future there's just going to kind of like, maybe it's just going to mean a few different things. I kind of, at this point, don't even care.
It's not going to mean stupid. It's not, I don't think.
It will if I keep using it the way I have been.
I'm sure you fellas feel it quite empowering. But as a straight guy, I don't think that I don't hear it as when I do hear it, it fucking stands out, and it's always like, oh, man, you gonna do that?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think young people are like if you're a kid in middle school, I'm sure if you say that, you get in a bunch of trouble, right?
Yeah, probably.
When you would never get in trouble for it before.
Maybe people will stop using it. I just wonder if there have been any other instances in our history where a word has been able to be successful. Like when
N-word.
Well, here's the thing. That has never meant like two different things.
It kind of did.
Did it?
I mean, the term nigrig, I grew up in Staten Island. You heard that a lot.
I don't know. I've never heard that before.
Never heard that? Yeah.
No.
Well, that's like
I'm from West LA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're also younger than me too. Yeah. Where the like nigrig would be like duct taping something up or something, you know. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Which would be
sure. The
N-word. That's as far as I'll go.
In L.A. we say, oh, I want things clean. Spick and span.
Spick and span. Yeah, but that's a... That never was referring to Hispanic people, was it?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think that would have been a product.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to step on anybody's... There's a comedian who I know has a joke about that involves the N-word, which I don't understand why he would tell that. He's fine.
What about those cheese... what about those cheese snacks called nips?
I don't... I think that...
Those are still around.
Yeah, but what do you think that's they're calling... And it's like a dog nipping at somebody's...
Is that the origin?
It's not... It wasn't made during World War II.
I don't know when they were made.
But I mean, the word "nip" still. Would you think it was? Because "nip" can mean nipple.
I know.
It can mean Japanese fighter pilot in World War II. It can mean.
It could mean stupid and gay.
But biting it, you know. I think "nip's" okay, but I think you can. No, I think the N word was something that was way more acceptable. And as time went on, and now it's like, you cannot sing that word on a bus without getting your fraternity thrown out of a university.
Well, I mean, but I also,
although if they were doing, if they were singing a rap song with the A at the end, they probably wouldn't got kicked out. If they were singing, you know what I mean?
I still hope they would. But anyway,
no, I mean, listen, I would not, if I was, I think most white guys that like rap music, and a lot of white guys like rap music, if they're alone in their car and they're singing along with the song, They're gonna let that N word go.
You know what? Just use like,
that is a different N word. I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it because I'm not comfortable with that. That word, even with the A at the end, it's fun. I like hearing it in the song. I like when black guys use it. It's fun. I can't be comfortable with it.
Just say pickle. You know.
Pickle.
Yeah, just throw that in there instead. The thing about gay though is that, or the trouble with it is that, I mean, the truth is it's just slightly more innocuous, because it's like you have the word faggot, which is like, you know, significantly fewer people use that now, and there's no denying, you know, that that's sort of a problematic word. Gay, it's just not as much of a problem. It is. I understand that it is like problematic for a lot of people, but it's not. It's just not as much of an
issue.
Well,
it doesn't hit as hard.
Yeah,
it doesn't hit. I mean,
yeah.
The F word, that's a powerful word. It's just it's like, I think I've already brought this up before. I repeat myself on this show. I don't give a shit.
That's fine.
The N word and the F word, they got that GG in there. That's
right.
Very fucking. That's very, very visceral. You know.
Well, but, see this. You know what? Take that and use that against those guys that you were. We need to find a double G word that you can use against those guys on stage who are standing by old morals.
Ignorant.
Call them laggers. Oh.
Ignorant. Well, is
with two G's.
Because here's the thing. Is really what you want to say. You're being. Oh, man. I don't know what it is. I just. I want. You know what? Lagger. A lagger, huh? They are. That is accurate. They're lagging,
right?
In there,
yeah.
You know, you're a lagger.
Sounds like,
man.
It doesn't work.
No, it's not.
It's something
there.
To. It's something
it's
to think about.
There. It's close. You're on track, though. You're on track. Maybe people listening can maybe we can make this like a trending hashtag. It probably already was.
Let us know.
This was probably already on at midnight. I don't know. Hashtag wars. Hashtag wars. But I don't know. I don't know if I've seen it. But new insults.
The new progressive
insults.
Well, my roommates and I were talking about this yesterday because we watched a clip from The Real Housewives where one of the housewives vitriolically leans over a table and yells at a woman saying, "You beast!" And I loved that.
Beast.
Calling somebody a beast. Because for me, like one of the a word that I will use to like that to me just like screams
beast sounds almost like a compliment.
It can be, but in the way she said it absolutely was not.
The
word useless to me, like if I call someone just fucking useless, that to me is like
that's
very
good.
That's the one that like to me comes, you know, is
so my post-gender insult is infected urethra. Because there's no gender applied to that.
Right.
Because because so much is genital based.
Right.
And if you're gonna go post gender, you gotta infected your urethra. That
could say butthole too.
Butthole.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Asshole. Asshole's a good one. Asshole.
Asshole's not bad.
Asshole, because asshole makes, you know, that.
But it, you know, it hisses around. It's sort of like, it's sort of wiggling out of being an actual insult.
Yelling asshole.
You know?
You
could call them a fuckhole.
I've yelled somebody an asshole, yelled asshole recently. It's not satisfying.
It's not,
You know, we need more. We need to replace all these words. I mean, because. You know, I don't use. Retarded was a tough one for me to get rid of. It was tough.
I've only recently adopted it. You see, my father is a speech pathologist and has, for much of my life, worked with, you know, people of, you know, various types of disabilities, you know, communication disorders. And so I never used the word retarded growing up, like, I mean, ever. But recently, I've taken to it.
You shouldn't use it.
One of my things that I do when I get up on stage is I say, you know, it's so gay and retarded how fucked up everything is.
So you're,
and that's
you're,
how
you're,
I use
you're
it.
You're trying to incite.
Because this is something that I think Ham Sandwich was talking about before, about like, about, you know, your norm is different than my norm. And, you know, I spent my whole damn life, you know, not using this. And now I feel ready to make fun of the people that use it by using it. And maybe that's fucking backwards, but it's also... This is probably one of those things that I was talking about earlier where I'm like, oh, a few years from now, I'm going to hate this. This is probably one of them. But for now, it's, you know...
I mean, I used...
It's there.
Retarded, I used to use a lot constantly. Because I would use it as good and bad. I'd be like, that guy's fucking retarded. He's stupid. I'd be like, oh, that's, you know, I'd be like, that's fucking retarded. Like so good. Like,
yeah.
That chick's retarded. Yeah. Like, even she's hot.
Lately, I've been joking about using, like, in a misogynist way, saying a woman has like a feminine mystique, you know, sort of joking about the feminist text called Feminine Mystique.
I don't know that one.
Oh, okay. Well,
say she has feminine.
You know, she got mad feminine mystique.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I'm around a bunch.
Sorry.
When a bunch of guys will talk about. Talk about a woman very graphically. Yeah. I'll always say, "Well, she's a very attractive young lady," you know, so as to not get into that hole, you know, get down in the muck,
right?
With some of these insensitive, you know, I mean,
that is fairly innocuous. That's like a way that like a grandfather can call someone hot, you know,
yeah.
Be like, oh, you know, well, she's. Yeah, an attractive young lady.
Yeah, grandfather says that means he wants to fucking beat off.
Plow that shit.
Just blast one in her face.
Yeah.
Well, Max.
Yes.
One thing I like to ask everybody
when
they come on the show is the message I like to take back to the straight community is what we can do. Since I'm not going to argue we're in a hetero world. You know, that's
because we're living in hetero.
Yeah, it is like that song.
And I am a hetero girl.
That's And
in a way, being a gay man is, Sorry, go ahead.
But we're a heteronormative society. I don't know if we're going to change that completely, but we can maybe do a few things to help out a little bit. What could I take back to the straights that we could do to maybe make things a little bit better?
I have to pee. I'll be right back. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I mean, I do have to pee, but I'll do that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
I think I sort of said it earlier a little bit where I just think being compassionate and having empathy for people and allowing for their strangeities is important because frankly, like, there's shit that the gay community needs to fix too. And there's a lot of femme hatred. There's a lot of transphobia. You know, it's all over the map. You know, there's a lot of hatred towards people that have certain fetishes or whatever. And I think just acknowledging the humanness of people, acknowledging their humanity, is something that I think everyone could use a little bit more of. Lower egos, too. Lower those egos, girls.
Lower the egos. Well, it sounds like you gay fellas got a lot to work on. Maybe maybe when you get some of this other stuff fixed, we can lower the egos.
But, yeah. Once I finish my pecs and my delts and my drabidoids, I don't know.
Recognize everybody's humanity, lower the egos a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad suggestion. You know, I think we could maybe work on that. I'll bring it back, see how it goes.
Right.
It's gonna you know, usually these suggestions they get voted down right away. But I say, listen, I'm out there. I'm talking with people. I'm trying. Why you bother? That's what they say.
Meditate.
But
Tell all your little straight faggots to start meditating.
All right. I don't approve of the use of that word, but everybody should meditate as well. Listen, and also go to Max's Tumblr. What's your Tumblr again?
It's maxwittert.tumblr.com. I also have a website, maxwittert.com.
Yeah.
I think everything you need to know is there.
Yes. Yeah. You're not. And what about Twitter? You want people to follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, sure. It's a little complicated, though. It's on my website, and it's on my... Because it's at Tall Blonde and Rich, but it's a weird spelling.
All right. So go to the Tumblr. Go to the website. Find out more about Max and all the stuff that he's up to. A lot of great, great things. Comedy and illustrations and a lot of great stuff. So everybody do that. And please...
Look up Chris Laker.
Tell people about this podcast. Spread the word. It's important. And go to iTunes and subscribe and rate and review and all that stuff. It all helps the show. It's a big deal. And, you know, all my shit's on chrislaker.com or everyonecansuckmydick.com. Same website.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Do you know about this whole thing with Amazon, how the original name of it was supposed to be Relentless, and so relentless.com just forwards you to amazon.com?
I didn't know that.
Try it out.
Okay. Well, you guys can wait on that. Do all the other stuff first. But if you're really curious about Relentless, go to chrislaker.com, follow me at Chris Laker on Twitter, and tweet some of these new insults that we need.
Yeah.
Some people probably have good suggestions of that. I don't know what that
is. Hashtag insults 2015? New insults 2015?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's get a trending hashtag associated with the, and then hashtag heteronormative too. Let's make this the biggest podcast on the whole goddamn internet.
Yeah.
Let's take down that Ira Glass a notch. All right. See you guys next week. But thank you guys so much for listening. We love you.
Bye-bye.